the rest of the story. It was 40 below zero, and Prospector Jake was all alone in the British Columbian wilderness, as close to helpless as he had ever been in his life. Even to this day, so much of the frozen north has remained untamed. A dozen years into the current century, northern British Columbia, the Yukon, Alaska posed a remarkable challenge to the most courageous adventurers. Well, Jake had plenty of courage. Born in Ottumwa, Iowa, he grew up in the American Southwest, was put in charge of building a railroad branch line in New Mexico at the age of 16. At the outbreak of the Spanish-American War, Jake was eager to enlist. He was yet a teenager, but he'd spend the next 12 years in the armed services. From 1903 to 1905, he was stationed with his regiment in the Philippines. And then and there, that second lieutenant, Jake, came down with a bad case of amoebic dysentery, and I mean a bad case. Not even a year in the hospital could cure him. Army doctors recommended a transfer to the 22nd Infantry Headquarters at Fort Gibbon, Alaska. They hoped the cold climate would have a salutary effect on his disorder, and it did. And Jake retired from the Army a healthy first lieutenant in 1910. By then, he was quite familiar with the vast northwest of this continent. So familiar, he decided to stay on as a prospector. For months, he engaged in mining operations in Alaska and British Columbia. Then one day, while exploring, he sprained his ankle. Now here's Jake all alone and lame, rations running out, the temperature suddenly at 40 below. All his life, Jake had been so adventurous, so willing to rough it. Since the age of 16, he'd met every challenge and fought and conquered a debilitating disease, had helped lay 1,000 miles of military telegraph in the foreboding Alaskan interior, and yet never had he encountered as desperate a situation as the one with which he was faced now. He could always gather enough branches for firewood, but he was in no shape to hunt, so what would he do for food? Well, that's the rest of the story. After 2 days sticking it out at his campsite, Jake looked over into a clearing to see a moose had wandered within rifle range. Jake killed the moose. For weeks of his frigid convalescence, he lived on that meat. But he had a lot of time on his hands, time enough for the little things to get on Jake's nerves. And the biggest of the little things was shaving at 40 below. Jake was a clean-shaven prospector, and he wanted to stay that way. Of course, he had to heat water to soften his beard for the blade, and yet no sooner was his shaving water off the fire than it had frozen solid again. So Jake did a lot of dry shaving with his trusty Gillette. Uncomfortable, but he got shaved, and that is how it all began. That's how a prospector named Jake, stranded in the frozen wilderness with a sprained ankle and a pain in his neck from shaving raw, was inspired as soon as he got back to civilization to invent an electric razor. For you see, the 16-year-old who'd been entrusted with an entire railroad, the lieutenant who was sent to Alaska for his dysentery, the prospector who eventually made shaving easier on us all, his name was Jacob Schick. Of course you're familiar with his Schick electric razor. And now you know the rest of the story.